As I rode into Tombstone, the horse's name was Mac. Saw what I relate to you going on behind my back. Seems the folks were up in arms, the man I had to die for believing things it didn't do, the law they set aside. The man's name was I'm a Freak, best that I could see. Was the executioner hanging just like me? Oh, you got that cord hanging just like me. It seemed he'd seen a loophole from working with his rope. He'd hung the wrong man many times, but now he turned to hope. Well, he talked to all the people from his scaffold in the square. Told them all the things they learned, but they didn't seem to care. God dang, but they didn't seem to care. He said the laws were obsolete, a change now had to end. But the people, they just walked away, they didn't understand. Well, the marshal's name was Uncle Sam. He said he'd right this wrong, make the hangman shut his mouth if it took him all along. He finally arrested Freak, then he sent for me to hang a fellow hangman from a fellow hangman's tree. Didn't take them long to try him in the court of law. He's guilty, they're thinking, crime was worse than all. They said on the bar, so the seed of thought gets spread and affect the little children. That's what the law had said. Well, the hanging day came round and I walked up to the noose. Pulled the lever, but before he fell, I cut him loose. He called it a conspiracy, man, I had to die. So to kill our minds and close our mouths, hung us side by side. Now we're two hangmen hanging on a tree that don't bother me at all. Two hangmen hanging on a tree that don't bother me at all. Two hangmen hanging on a tree, hanging on a tree that don't bother me, that don't bother me at all. My, my, my. Well, that's, anybody has ever heard that song before, I'd like to hear from you. Pretty obsolete. I effed it up. I had no business playing it when I wasn't sure that one chord, and anyway, I just thought it was something. It was written in 1968, I believe. Band named Mason Prophet, who went on to become, like, I don't know, I'm a Jesus Freak, Seventh Day, something. They went on to be very religion. They shunned music for religion, and that's fine. They do what they want. But that one song, it was like, I remember hearing it back then, and it stuck with me, and I figured out how to play it and got the lyrics. And, you know, just talking about you know, kind of stuff is going on now. In a way, you know, the if you listen to the story, if it made any sense, and if it didn't, that's my fault. This is the day after the siege of January 6th, and, you knew that this wasn't going to go quietly. This is, I don't know if it's beyond what I thought could happen, or, and it's not over yet, but it's pretty bizarre. You know, never in the history of the United States, and I suppose things like this happen in third world countries, and you got Rwanda. I mean, you got terrible, awful things that have happened in the world, worse. And we want to always say, but this is America. But this is, this doesn't happen. And why? Are we immune? Are we immune to evil? The answer is no. We've done a pretty good job for the few hundred years we've been around as far as, and there has been not, what am I talking about? There was a civil war. There was, but overall, last night was a disgrace, an absolute disgrace. And my take on it is, I'm hearing Democrats and Republicans, and I can't tell which is which, because they're all, for once, agreeing on all, everything to do with this. And maybe this is, sad to say, the thing that needed to be to bring the two parties together to the point where we can, well, they say cross the aisle, which all that means is, agree on stuff that makes sense and is good for the country, because we're all freaking Americans. I get it. There's two parties. I get it. And it's probably good that we can, you couldn't let one just run rampant, but, nothing gets done as a result, it seems, because things get stuck in the different political systems in the House and the Congress, and because, I'm a Republican and I must think this, I'm a Democrat, I must think that, and that thinking needs to go away, at least, most of it, and especially now. Now is a huge, huge fix-it time. And I think I said before, I don't know if the broadcast ever got published, though, that it begins right here, in your home, in your name. Let's try not to, stay away from hate, from hating. I know it's side or where I stand, but I'm not going to hate the people that don't agree. That's just feeding into it. And so start here with, being an example. Because the generation coming's watching. They're watching us. And not only that, they're participating too, but, the younger ones even, the ones that are too young to go to the different rallies and whatnot. So it starts here, but boy, there's a huge job ahead for this new administration just to get it, just to fix what's been. And I said that, I thought that too, I probably said it too, when Obama replaced Bush, that, oh my God, his first 4 years are going to be just undoing it. But, Bush, I didn't take him as being evil, and certainly he didn't make a mess of things like this, but he did get us in a couple wars, and Obama inherited, and but now this, you know, forget that. That makes that look like easy. Biden, I mean, he, and then not him alone. I mean, my God, he needs help to, you know, undo a lot of things so we can move forward. But we can't move forward until we undo some things. And so let's get moving on it. And so I'm a little bit political on this particular broadcast, which I will be from time to time. NFL playoffs tomorrow. Who do you like? Oh, since you ask, I'd say Seahawks over Rams. The Washington football team, I'm not sure who they play. I predict the score probably 1-0. Washington having nothing. And the Chicago Bears again. I'm not sure who they play. I think it's New Orleans. 38-2. I'll pick that one. Buffalo plays somebody. Indianapolis. Buffalo. And the, you know, the big boys, the Packers and the Chiefs, that got the weekend off. But Pittsburgh and Cleveland. I'll take Pittsburgh. Have I forgotten anybody? I don't think so. So, wild card weekend. Not too crazy excited yet, but it should be interesting. And today's, let's see, tomorrow? Okay. Thinking out loud again. It's late. I'm tired. I'm going to let you go for now. But stay tuned. I got to figure out how to get this thing off the ground with sponsors and listeners. And so, you know, I've emailed back and forth with different companies, and I need to be more vigilant in who I choose to go with. This particular anchor, this podcast, I'm not having trouble with. It's the ones that seem to be affiliated that want money, and it doesn't seem like that's the way it should work. I did donate little to Anchor, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. You don't need to get bored by that. I'm getting bored. Jeez, talking about it. So anyway, any funny things happened today? Well, I know there was, but I can't think of them right now. So until I can, I'll be back next time with hopefully a funnier version. Yeah, we'll work on some humor next time. Thank you.